Hello, this is Stephanie Callahan, your Business Success Catalyst. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about how life can be easier when you leverage your resources. Back when I was in school, I learned in science that leverage could be applied as a mechanical function. If I wanted to move something that was too heavy, I could use a lever or a pulley system to move it. Webster's Dictionary defines leverage in a general financial context, focusing on gains and losses. You leverage your finances when you finance a project using little or none of your own money and borrow the rest. But more recently, the TV show Leverage took the concept of leverage beyond finance or mechanics to mean having a strategic advantage, using your assets or resources to benefit your situation. I like that broader meaning of leverage. Now, when most people think of leverage in their business, they start thinking about hiring people or outsourcing, and that's certainly one form of leverage. However, there are many more. Each of us has resources or assets that give us an advantage when used strategically. They can give us positional advantage or increase our productivity or effectiveness. Leverage used properly in your business can give you bigger reach and a bigger opportunity to get your message out to a broader audience. The resources you have change every day as you learn and grow. Your listing of assets is endless because they change every time you learn something new or meet a new person. In fact, you could even have something that you considered a liability that could change into an asset if you simply change your focus. Take my son's iPod as an example. My parents bought it for him for Christmas a few years ago, and I originally thought it was something for music or gameplay. I wasn't completely thrilled that they got it for him. The other day I sat down with him and watched him as he was working on his journal homework. Every time he came across a word that he wasn't sure how to spell, he would ask his iPod. Google would then pop up and a relevant entry with the word and definition would show. Now some would say that my son was cheating on his homework. I say that he's effectively leveraging his resources and his teachers agree. As I've watched him use this technique, I realize that he'll often stop and ask me if I know the definition of a word. You know, you've got to test mom. And he's learning in the process. It is working smarter, not harder. So here are some questions for you to ponder. What aspects of your business do you have to be a part of in order for them to get done? How many of those things do you really need to be doing? If you could free up your time using leverage of some kind, what would you do with it? What projects have failed recently that you could leverage that failure into a blog post or a new product or a new way to help your clients? What assets or resources do you have? Knowledge, technology, people, etc. that if you put them to work would make a big difference in your business? What are business processes that you're doing manually that could be automated to give you bigger and better reach? Where are you stuck in the old way of thinking that is keeping you from using your resources because you feel it's cheating? And a bonus question, diving deeper into the cheating question because it's a big mindset issue for many entrepreneurs. Do you listen to experts like the brilliant people that you find all over the net and feel like you need to tweak the proven systems that they tell you about? If it's a proven system, why are you making it hard on yourself? Leverage their knowledge. So is it time to unleash and leverage your brilliance? If so, let's talk. This is Stephanie Callahan, your Business Freedom Catalyst. I hope you have a fantastic day. To your success, and bye-bye for now.